This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave. Music critic Milo Miles is a fan of the odd English folk band, The Barely Works. The group was together for 5 years, from 1988 to 1993. The 7-member band included accordion, fiddle, hammered dulcimer, and a horn section. Here's Milo's review of a new collection called The Best of The Barely Works.
The official line on the beginning of The Barely Works is that musician Matt Fox became fixated on the hammered dulcimer and formed a band so he could play the instrument in it. A typically whimsical tale for The Barely Works. It's a good name for a group that included, in addition to Fox, Allison Jones on fiddle, Keith Moore on tuba, Sarah Allen on accordion and flute, Richard Avison on trombone, Chris Thompson on banjo, and Tim Walmsley on drums. Why does this unlikely mix of instruments work even barely? I say it's because they formed in a rhythm-rich period. The Barely Works are another folk outfit invigorated by modern dance beats, particularly reggae and ska. The Barely Works also beguile the ear with sheer simultaneous variety of sound. If the bluegrassy fiddle gets to be too much, there's always the Dixieland trombone to cut through, or the crazed Irish whistle for contrast. They all play close attention to each other, so it's more like a square dance swirl than a tussle. The Barely Works are sprightly, not splashy. But they know they're weird. The lines that jump out of their version of Old Joe Clark are, "I don't give a damn about old Joe Clark, and I'll tell you the reason why. He blows his nose in an old cornbread and calls it chicken pie."
Well, I went down old Joe Clark's, get me a glass of gin. He pulled me up for whipping his horse and give me hell again. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, goodbye Billy. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town. All right. You, pump it up, pump it up. And I'll tell you the reason why. He blows his nose in old cornbread and calls it chicken pie. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, goodbye Billy Brown. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this old town.
The Barely Works put out 3 CDs in their lifespan from 1988 to 1993. Best of the Barely Works on Cooking Vinyl adds 3 live tracks and weeds out the redundancies and the experiments that were just too hairy. Even so, the group was probably incapable of a perfect album. The main flaw is the undistinguished vocals. Richard Avison, in particular, could use a blood transfusion when he puts down his trombone to sing. There's just enough oomph in the voices of Sarah Allen and principal songwriter Chris Thompson. Together, they even wrote a credible political prisoner tale called Bread and Water. Thompson did spew the only dud song on the collection, namely Back to the Mountains, which features a beautiful wispy introduction that devolves into gushes about sunlight kissing flowers and wind blowing free. Aside from that, everything works for the Barely Works, and they earn this hearty benediction called Stand Together.
Milo Miles is a music critic living in Cambridge. He reviewed the best of the Barely Works on the English label Cooking Vinyl.